It is that time to talk about what's going down in the town. As we approach a new year, we always talk about new year, new me. Well, let's talk about being healthy. On the line, we have Esosa E, known as Raw Girl of the rawgirl.com, certified nutrition specialist, and about to launch the Staying Ageless University. How you doing today, Esosa?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. First of all, let me ask about this. The Staying Ageless 30 Plus course beginning in February. Tell us more about that.
Oh, man. So it started out of my passion for longevity. I kept meeting women who were double my age, who were fabulous, but still drop it like it's hot. And I was like, I want to be you when I grow up.
Right.
And so I became obsessed with longevity. And I basically took everything I learned from interviewing longevity masters and put it into this 8-week program that basically helps women create lasting, healthy rituals and also address their serious health issues if they have any.
Right.
So we've had people take the class, reverse hypertension, reverse diabetes, lose up to 30 pounds, get rid of gut issues, balance hormonally. And it's wonderful because we marry, the activation that happens when you're in a group and you have a little bit more of accountability with one-on-one attention so that no one is neglected.
Now, you also host the Staying Ageless podcast. And even for those who might, you know, back when I was 20, I thought 30 was going to be old. And you hit 30 and you're ageless. You're like, okay, you know what? It's a wrap. But what are some keys? You talk about healthy habits like holistic healing, how you eat, dealing with things like fibroids, endometriosis. What would you say about a lifestyle to address those issues women face, but also, you know, keeping our longevity, girl, you know?
Well, all of those issues that you just mentioned, they would require different approaches, but basically the fundamentals are about the same, right? So we know that we need sleep as the foundation of healthy living. If you don't sleep, your body can't heal. If you don't sleep, your brain is not going to function properly. Your brain's going to want glucose. So you're going to be craving refined carbohydrates and foods that are not good for you, right? Dealing with your sugar response is really important, not only for aging, but for hormonal health, and that's a huge thing. With women with fibroids, it's like, get the sugars down. Get all the refined sugars out of your diet. So your diet is a big thing, getting enough fiber, because also when we have enough fiber, the body can then actually excrete all of these excess hormones that we may have floating around. So getting your diet together. For a lot, 75% of Black people are lactose intolerant. So for a lot of African American women, they really do need to get rid of dairy or really pay attention to those early signs of lactose intolerance that they may have not paid attention to, because they lead to other problems with PMS and hormones later in life. And then we got, you know, making sure that your supplementation is on point, that your nutritional balance is on point. Exercise, which everyone knows, no one wants to hear about it, but exercise really does contribute to longevity as well as just overall health. And then mindfulness practices. And this is huge. I see everyone from doctors to celebrities to businesswomen in my practice, and literally how your body processes stress can be make or break whether or not you will have a chronic disease or whether or not you will get worse. And that is a huge weight on the shoulders of Black women. We are always stressed out. We got the world stress, we got racism stress, we got family stress. And so it's like, what do you have in place every single day? Are you praying? Are you meditating? Are you going for a walk? Are you actually taking a Sabbath? Are you giving yourself time for your body to rejuvenate? Because if you don't, you will be leading yourself down the road to illness.
Well, child, I'm trying to age gracefully. I saw the 70-year-old do her photo shoot in a bikini. I said, you know what?
Right?
You know what? The enemy lies to us all the time. We got to get it together. But, but for more, make sure you check out Esosa E, therawgirl.com. Check out the podcast, Staying Ageless, and, of course, the Staying Ageless course beginning February 21st. We thank you for taking a short time out to talk to us today and look forward to seeing what's going to happen with the Raw Girl come 2021.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.